The Vermont Public Service Board has opened an investigation into a January problem with Fairpoint's network that affected the state's emergency 911 system. There have been several incidents affecting the system since Fairpoint took it over last year, as VPR Steve Zind reports.
An equipment failure caused a 40-minute outage in January, during which 911 calls from residential customers were rerouted to state police, and internet-based voice service, which is primarily used by business, was lost. According to the state, it's one of three breakdowns that have occurred in the system since Fairpoint took over its operation last year. Jim Porter of the Public Service Department says even though his department has asked the Public Service Board to investigate, the problems pose little threat to public safety.
The issues that we're looking at, they are somewhat arcane issues. You know, there's no imminent harm to anyone. We feel like that the system is working.
An earlier investigation by the Public Service Board into a 2014 outage ended when the state said it was satisfied Fairpoint had made necessary changes, and it expressed confidence in the system's reliability. Porter says the fact there continue to be problems doesn't mean the state was wrong in reaching that conclusion.
Fairpoint agreed to implement and then subsequently did implement every change that our experts had asked for. The current outage, or the current piece being investigated from January, was a different part of the system.
And Porter says it's a part of the system that didn't exist when the earlier investigation was conducted. But two longtime critics of the department say the fact it gave a clean bill of health to Fairpoint's system then means it's likely to do the same now without giving the system the proper scrutiny. They're asking the Public Service Board for a comprehensive review of the E911 system. They say confidentiality agreements between telecommunications companies and the Department of Public Service keep the public in the dark about many telecommunications issues. One of the petitioners is Charles Larkin, a retired engineer with the department.
Even if they did a marvelous job of protecting our interests as an advocate, we have no idea that they did because it's all done behind the scenes. So we feel that the department is not acting, or at least not proven it's acting in the best interest of the public.
Larkin and co-petitioner Stephen Whitaker are asking the board to appoint a public advocate to represent ratepayers in the Fairpoint investigation. They say the E911 system has never been fully vetted by an independent engineer. Barbara Neal, the executive director of the Enhanced 911 Board, says the state has begun the process of conducting a technical review of the Fairpoint system to determine whether it meets the requirements of the contract with the state. Fairpoint said in a statement that it takes the January incident seriously and is working closely with the state to address its concerns. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.